Hello and welcome back to another episode of Toasted Fiction Theatre. This is episode 13. It's called Pulse and written by Julie Sang. It was performed by Con Little and Callum McGarva. And enjoy.
You can't keep me here. I've done nothing.
You've done something.
You have no proof.
Oh, I'll get it. Don't you worry about that.
Let me go.
You're not going anywhere until you talk.
I don't have to talk to you.
Oh, you'll talk.
Is that a threat?
Did it sound like a threat to you?
I need to go.
You're not going anywhere.
I need to go. I need to go!
You're not leaving these walls till you start talking.
I need to go. I need to take a piss.
Go right ahead.
What kind of polis are you?
The one that puts people like you away.
I have rights. You can't keep me here.
What about the rights of Jenny Kirk? What about the rights to her safety?
I didn't hurt her.
Touch her?
So that's where you're going with this? You've got it all wrong.
Let me be the judge of that.
Oh, aye. You are the law, after all.
That's right. And we serve and protect.
Serve and protect who, exactly?
This community. Its residents. People like Jenny.
What about people like me?
Where were you the night of January the 6th?
Who protects us?
Where were you the night of January the 6th?
Who serves someone like me?
Answer the question.
You answer mine. I know my rights.
Listen to me. You can go on all you want about your rights, but I make it my priority to put people like you away.
Like me?
We know what you're capable of. We see it all the time. You can deny it all you want, but I know what you are, and we're just biding our time. We'll get you. You'll not get away with this.
I've done nothing wrong.
You followed her, stalked her, and showered her with gifts. Do you call that decent behaviour?
I didn't.
We have eyewitnesses on more than two occasions.
Well, how can you be so sure that it's me?
Oh, we're sure. Like I said, it's a small community. We get to know each other, look out for each other. We get to know new faces.
A face that doesn't fit.
You're dead right.
Any chance of a fag?
You can't smoke in here.
Oh, come on, I'm choking for a fag.
It's against the law to smoke inside.
Well, what about in jail? I mean, can they smoke in jail? I mean, technically they're inside. Even when they're on the grounds, they're still inside. So are you telling me that you can't smoke a fag in jail?
Is this some kind of joke to you? Do you have any idea what you've done to Jenny Kirk and her family?
Aye. I know what I've done.
You're looking at a maximum sentence for this.
So is that so?
And I'm going to see that you serve that time.
Well, see, in that case, can you see to it that I can smoke my fags in here? Because see, without my fags, I am not a nice person.
You better cut this shite! And tell me what you did to Jenny.
Again with the threats. Is a good cop going to come in here in a minute? Because I'm getting sick of you.
I'm going nowhere until I hear what I need to you from you. So if it takes all night, that's fine by me.
Are all policemen committed to the job? I was watching the game.
What game?
The football. January the 6th. I was watching the game.
Where?
On the telly.
Where were you watching the TV? At home? At the bookies?
No, I stopped at that a long time ago.
Then where?
In the shop.
What shop?
Outside.
I thought you were inside a shop.
No, it was on a TV in the shop.
What shop?
I don't know. Well,
what kind of shop was it?
Look, I don't know. I don't care much for shopping.
Did it sell food, clothes? What kind of shop?
No, none of these things.
Then what did it sell?
Look, what does it matter, right? It was on a shop in the high street with a telly on and I had the game on it.
So you're in the shop in the high street watching the football game. Then what did you do?
No.
What do you mean, no?
I was outside.
Outside?
Aye. I was outside the shop. I never went in.
Who was playing?
Hearts. Celtic. Hearts and Celtic.
Playing each other?
Aye.
On the 6th of January?
Aye.
On the TV?
Aye.
That's funny. I'd remember that game, especially if it was televised.
Partick Thistle.
What about them?
Maybe it was Partick Thistle that was played. I can't even remember.
You can't remember?
No.
You don't remember because it didn't happen. You don't remember because you were elsewhere. Not watching the game, but watching Jenny Kirk. Watching her at her house. Watching her through her bedroom window.
No, I was watching the game.
Then why is it you can't tell me who was playing?
Because I'm not really into football. I was just passing by.
Just passing a shop you don't remember. A game you don't know who were playing.
Yes.
And I'm supposed to believe you.
That's what happened.
You just stood there watching a game you're not interested in.
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I just did.
Why?
I don't remember.
Jenny Kirk is terrified of her wits because some man is stalking her, following her, engaging in conversation with her. You better start remembering.
I didn't do anything to her. I'd never harm her.
Is that what you think? In your sick mind, that you're not harming her? We deal with the likes of you all the time. We know all about you.
I've done nothing.
So what was it in that shop that made you stop dead in your tracks? It wasn't the game, was it?
I told you, I just...
It wasn't the game that caught your eye.
But no.
I know all about you. Did we check in your name? How long has it been now?
4.
4 what? Days? Months?
Years. And every minute and every day is a struggle that I have to fight.
Can't be easy.
Look, I was having a terrible day. I didn't go in, but I did look and I did want it.
So you got a bottle, maybe 2, gave you the courage to go to Durnbrook Crescent, gave in to go and see Jenny Kirk.
No, I didn't touch it.
The drink or Jenny?
Neither.
Now, that's not entirely true, is it?
It is.
You see, where do we chat with Jenny?
And what did she tell you?
Why don't you just admit it?
You've got nothing on me.
Oh, I know what you did to her.
Your tactics won't work on me.
Is that so?
Look, why don't you go out there and find some real criminals instead of trying to frame me for something I haven't done?
Did you ask Jenny Kirk if you could put your hands on her chest? Did you?
It wasn't like that.
Answer the question.
No, you're making it sound
Did
like...
you ask Jenny Kirk if you could put your hands on her chest?
You're making it sound like...
Yes or no?
It's not that simple.
Yes or no?
Yes, but...
What kind of sick bastard are you? Her parents are distraught, worried, sick.
I didn't mean to hurt her.
She is 11 years old.
I didn't mean...
Jenny's their only child. After everything that family had been through, they thought they'd lost her. When she was 5, major surgery, that poor wee lassie. She pulled through. A strong wee thing. She's a runner, won the school sports day trophy. After all that's happened to her, she's got a great future ahead of her. And then perverts like you come along. Can't let your veins have some freedom and live their lives. I ought to lock you up and let them have you inside. Do you know what the hard men do to scum like you? Scum who abuse wains.
You think you've cracked the case? Think you've caught the bad guy?
You don't know a thing about me.
I know enough. Alcoholic, petty crime. It was only a matter of time. We've seen it all before. You've not been caught yet, but you will. We've got your computer, access to your internet history. One click, and we'll find it all.
You have no right taking my belongings.
Oh, we do.
No.
And we'll find everything we need to put you away.
No, no, you've overstepped the mark. You have nothing, no evidence. You are making a judgment based on your own opinion of me. Did Jenny tell you I touched her? That hurt her? Did she? Did she?
We'll get the full story out of her. She needs time. She's only a child.
I hope you do. I hope she tells you exactly what happened. I hope you look through my computer, you check my history, because then you'll know it wasn't just me.
So, there's more of you. Like to work in groups. I'm going to see that you never get out.
It was her idea. All of this. All Jenny's idea. She wanted to meet me. She put my hands on her chest. I could feel her pulse. Blood pumping through her veins. She wanted me to feel. She wanted me to feel Anthony.
Who is Anthony? Who else was involved?
Sometimes you just walk for miles and miles along the beach. Before you know it, it's dark. Or you walk amongst the crowds. You can feel the tears pouring out of your eyes like there's some unstoppable force that's pulling them out of you. I just wanted to understand. I just wanted to make some sense of it all. There's got to be a reason for it all.
Why don't you tell me what happened?
Anthony was just like any other wee boy. Boisterous, running about kicking a ball. Always kicking a ball. Full of energy. Just like most weens are at 10. I'd watch him in the park for hours. He'd run up and down the pitch all day and night, football daft. Afterwards, you could see it in his veins, his pulse. Throbbing fast, too fast. I just thought it was normal. That's why when they told us at the hospital after he fell, I just couldn't accept it. It was his mum that made the decision. Jackie told him to turn the machine off. She had to deal with it because I couldn't. All I could do was knock back the bottle, wishing that it was me lying in that bed. Me and not my boy. Jackie told me to go. We'd never really got on. I had no say in what was to happen. She shut me out.
What are you saying?
cellular memory. That's what it's called. Jenny said she'd started to like running at school. I gave her Anthony's football, his strips. See, she never ran before the operation. But now, with his heart, she does. You see, a part of him still lives on. And I just wanted to know who had that part.
Thank you for listening to episode 13 of Toasted Fiction Theatre. That was Pulse by Julie Sang and performed by Con Little and Cameron McGarver. For all things Toasted Fiction, head over to www.toastedfiction.com where you have all the previous episodes of the podcast and also the Toasted Fiction book, a collection of very short stories that nobody asked for, both in paperback and digital. Keep spreading the Toasted Fiction word. Thanks for listening. Tweet, subscribe, like, review, Facebook, email, I don't know, whatever you do on the internet, do it for Toasted Fiction Theatre. Thanks for listening, and a couple of episodes left of the first series, and so next time, bye.